From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Larry Marker of Roswell, the leader of the grassroots group, the citizens-led grand juries, filed a motion on Tuesday to respond to the New Mexico Supreme Court ruling that has temporarily halted their campaign to investigate Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. Marker reacts to the ruling.
There's four elements required to issue a stay or a temporary restraining order, okay? They don't plead any of the elements required. They don't prove that there's any irreparable damage. Just because they say, oh, the governor's going to be irreparably harmed if we have an investigation, yeah, possibly, but if she didn't do anything wrong, there would be no harm, would there?
A deadline to file a motion against the ruling was December 6th. On Wednesday, Marker filed that motion. So is there a violation of constitutional rights by the court in the ruling against the group? State Senator David Gallegos of Lee County, and represents the group as a citizen and not as a politician, elaborates.
But he'd read the Constitution, and he wanted to see if I would clarify what he thought. And as I read it through, he was exactly right. It gives us an opportunity to have a voice when nothing else was working. So I jumped in with him because I thought this may be our last stand, and it's still worth fighting. I don't know where we'll end up, but I think the governor is still overreaching.
The Lee County Sheriff's Office is helping some citizens have a Thanksgiving meal this year. Public Information Officer Deputy Vivian Martinez tells us more.
Well, we've been doing this for quite a few years, and the Sheriff's CERT team, and CERT stands for Community Engagement Resource Team. They have been busy today putting together and organizing the food that will be donated to 10 families in Lee County for Thanksgiving.
It's a bittersweet day for MTD Radio GM Kevin Bonner as he says goodbye to Southeast New Mexico and hello to the Philippines, where he will semi-retire and continue to host B and the Breakfast Club from the Philippines.
I think I'm blessed that the people of New Mexico were hungry for a show like B and the Breakfast Club. Maybe they had never gotten a show like that before. I don't know, but I'm truly blessed for the success of B and the Breakfast Club over the years. And we'll continue to give you the same effort. Doesn't matter if I'm 100 miles away or 15,000 miles away.
The latest in technology advances will allow him to do that beginning next week. And for the management of MTD Radio, have a safe and happy Thanksgiving.